With Latin artists like Bad Bunny and Cacho y Poco Amoroso becoming more and more popular in the mainstream, Latin music is being appreciated all over the world. And local event coordinator García is helping to bring Latin culture and music to everyone in Sydney. Paranda Down Under is a four-night free event being hosted in Parramatta this weekend that is bringing all aspects of South American music to the streets. Today, we are joined by García. García, how are you today?
I am good. I love hearing the little García. I hear the Castilla coming through. Yeah.
Yeah, I apologize.
No, that's okay. That's all right.
Well, I mean, this event has been in the work for a long time. And what was the catalyst that brought this event to life?
I mean, so I guess it all started when Bad Bunny dropped his album in January. I know his team, they work insanely hard, but they don't have a hub here in Australia. And I thought, there's no way we can just let this album slide. We need to throw something, put something together, celebrate with the community here. And in like 2-3 days, we slapped together a free event at Bondi Pavilion just to celebrate it. And it was just outdoor. It was hot. It was beautiful. It was just people pouring in off the street to enjoy themselves. And I thought, that's amazing, because I have never considered myself an event organizer. Like, I'm a music executive first and foremost. I came from like major label life. But this was just different. And then when Parramatta Lanes reached out and wanted to hear if I had any ideas, I thought, there's already so many incredible curators and collectives. There are people that bring tours to Australia for underrated artists, you know, not just the ones at the top of their game right now, but just incredible artists. And we really have a chance for us all to come together and collaborate in true Latin fashion. And I thought, look, it's outdoors, it's already free for everyone. Let's bring the people at the top of their event organizing fields and let them do what they do best. Just give them full creative control to do whatever they do. And that's exactly what we did. We have Foxy Fuzz, we got Embraza Baile, Casablanca Events, and La Cueva Super Club. And they are all so experienced. They love the game. They love this work and the community. And that was the most important thing. Full Latin lineup, full Latin curators. Love it.
And what does an event like this mean for the Latin Australian community?
I mean, I think it's just the beginning, you know? I mean, this is our first year doing something like this. Not to say that there haven't been Latin events at Parramatta Lanes before. I know there definitely have been. Just in terms of, like, me being able to organize something like this, we have a lot of local Latin talent. Like, so even the bands that are coming out of Melbourne are insane. They're people writing their own music and almost for a full band, and we just don't really have any platforms right now to showcase that. There are very few moments where we can showcase it. And yeah, I think this would be a great chance to be able to bring those artists here to Sydney to just show off what they do best, you know, especially here in Southwest Sydney. I mean, back in the 90s, Fairfield and Liverpool was all the Latin community. We even had something called Calle Peruana, which is just Peruvian street, where it was just a bunch of Peruvians that lived on the same street, you know? And so bringing Latinidad back to the area just feels right, you know?
Yeah. And obviously this event is four nights. There's lots of different music. What is the event going to look like for people who are hoping to head out and check it out?
I mean, every night's going to be a little bit different. Every night has its own sort of genre and style. So cumbia, I would say that's going to be the first night. That's going to be tomorrow with Foxy Fuzz. Cumbia, it's very chill, very laid back, deeply cultural. And the second night, we love resistance. We love talking politics. We love baile funk. And Embraza Baile is just all-encompassing of this. Like, it's bringing, it's the perfect crossroads of culture and shaking ass, truly. They do it like no other. And so if you're in the mood to move, this is the place to go. It is a full body release. The third night, we got salsa and merengue. Also, just to point out, every night we will have people in the crowds. Just if you want to dance, but you don't really know how to and you'd like to know just some basic steps on how to get started, we will have people there ready to encourage you, ready to show you how to do what we do. So even if you just want to shake and or do the Macarena or whatever, that's also chill. But if you also want to just come out and learn, we're ready to help. Third night, we got salsa and merengue. That's going to be, I can't dance, by the way. Like, I can move, but it does not look good. And so on the third night, I will actually be able to salsa, which is like the only thing I know how to do. And finishing it off with like reggaeton and Latin pop. Now that is just nightclub life. That is like, if you've ever gone to a Latin night in Sydney, it is that, but outside and free.
Amazing. And where will people be able to like find information on the event, or where like the event will be held?
So a lot of the stuff, I've got it pinned up on, say, like my Instagram and my TikTok, which the handle is just at G'day Garcia. We've also got a page on the Parramatta Lanes website, and every event, every single event will be playing from at least 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday, right in front of Park Royal Parramatta. It's just over in on Phillip Street, and you can't miss us.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Garcia, for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And if you want to find out more information about Paranda Down Under event in Parramatta, you can head to Parramatta Lanes. It'll be on from Wednesday to Saturday this week, and it will just be a ball, so you got to head out and check it out.